Gentlemen, good evening and welcome to Strong and Sassy on Joy 99.7 FM with me, Noella Karen Yali. Now today we are kicking off our special four-part series celebrating women who are making a significant impact in our, you know, Ghanaian society. And what better way to start than with the inspiring story of Miss Eunice Isidua Ajapon. I hope I got that pronunciation correct. But this remarkable young educator turned a challenge into an opportunity, transforming a non-existent school into a thriving educational institution in just 6 months. Talk about the strength and strength of a woman. Now, her dedication, perseverance, and passion for education have made a tangible difference in the lives of the Noka community. So join me as we chat with Miss Ajapon about her journey, her vision, and of course her unwavering commitment to empowering the next generation. You're welcome, Miss Eunice.
Thank you.
This is the part where I say whoop 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 whoop. I'm hoping Abeku could give us, you know, a sound effect, you know, with cheers and all, but it's fine. He's not a, you know, fun producer. But anyway, you're welcome.
Thank you.
And I love the color you're wearing. You're looking very radiant this
Thank
evening.
You.
I'm even thinking I've underdressed looking at the color.
You're looking beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, Miss Eunice. And we are so honored to have you in our studios this evening to, you know, have a conversation, a very friendly conversation, right? So once again, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. So, I mean, first of all, congratulations. Over the weekend, you emerged the overall winner of the Joy News Impact Makers Awards. How was that, you know, experience like?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The experience I can't explain because actually that is my first time
getting an award. Right.
Not just a small gathered people, but all over the nation, even the diaspora, I was overwhelmed.
Right.
I was overwhelmed. I can't explain how I felt that day because I wasn't expecting to crown it all being the overall. Mm-hmm. I was surprised.
Right.
And I was very happy.
Oh, that was quite a pleasant surprise, huh? And after, you know, the whole stories being done about you, the news going out there that you have been crowned the overall winner of the awards, how has the treatments, the feeling, you know, your friends, your colleague in Noka and everywhere, how's the feedback been?
Oh, it's quite good. You receive calls from people congratulating you, even among my colleagues back in school. You see, they are happy because they've now seen that things are now going to change. Though when we came, things were changing, but at the point it got stuck. But being awarded, they are now seeing things are changing, and they are hoping that very soon our situation will change.
Right. We thank God. So now let's get to know you a little bit. Let's get a bit personal. Can we? I can see you're very shy. Are you always this shy, or it's just, you know, a first experience with... Is this your first interview?
No, please.
Okay. But like first radio interview?
Yes.
Okay. I can understand the nerves. But don't worry. We're going to have a very fun conversation. So I want us to get to know you a little bit more. I mean, aside what you do, and for which we know, for which you've become an awardee now, who is Eunice? Aside being an educator, if I should ask you who you are, how would you describe yourself?
Eunice is a shy, quiet type person who has a passion for children.
Okay.
I have that passion to care for little children, especially, and the passion to care for special needs people.
Okay.
So in simple put, I would say Eunice is just a simple, quiet, passionate about her work.
Okay. Okay. And this passion which you speak about, that you have for kids and special needs, I mean, you must have gotten it from somewhere. Something must have nurtured that passion in you, right? What was it? Okay. What's the link?
Actually, way back in college, I used to study with visually impaired students, where I was helping them in transcribing their brails into printed writings.
Okay.
And I was helping them moving around with them way back in school, which even when I went to teaching practice, I was at I was at aid to one of the visually impaired students. And coming back to work, being an early child educator, I also developed that passion at work, because we see kids, some have special needs, and you have to nurture them, you have to fill the gap as a parent, as a mom, as a dad. And I realized I got that passion from getting closer to those people.
So I see. And what's the experience like, you know, being with these visually impaired people, both as a student, not just as a teacher, as even as a student? How was that experience like, you know, being amongst visually impaired people, or like special people?
It was quite challenging, because sometimes they feel unsafe around you. Those people, because they don't see the little thing you do, they are emotional. The little thing you do, they feel you are using their challenge to maybe hurt them or something. So it was quite a challenge, but in all, I decided to never give up on them. I have to be with them all the time, wherever they need me, wherever they want me to go. I just have to be around. And that was how I developed that passion. And I never gave up in doing things.
So what, do you know how to read the braille?
Yeah, but for now, it's been a while. Okay. I have stopped doing that.
Okay. But what kind of person would you say fits that criteria of, okay, this person can teach a special person? Like, in terms of character, I mean, what kind of person should one be to be able to, you know, exist amongst this, these people and even teach them?
You have to be very patient. You have to be very patient with them. Because they can just do anything. They can just say anything.
They can be frantic, huh?
Very. They just do things without even knowing the one they are saying to get hurt. So if you are not very patient with them, you can't.
Okay.
So you have to be very patient, so that whatever being the case, whatever they say, you just have to look over it and move on with them.
So what kind of home did you grow up in, growing up, you know, as a child? What kind of family were you born into?
I was born into a family of three. I am the last one. And growing up, I wasn't really with my elder sibling, because with the age difference, it was quite far. So growing up, they were in school, so I was with my parents. And anytime I am left in the house to take care of the house. So with that, I learned to take care of things. So with that too, I think it has shaped me into managing things, taking care of things. So that too has really helped me.
So would you say that this passion you've had for teaching started at a young age? If not, when you were young, what were your interests? What did you want to do in the future?
When I was young, I wanted to be a broadcaster.
Okay.
And a lawyer as well.
Okay.
But growing up, my parents are both teachers. So maybe looking at them, okay, that was how
you picked
that. I picked that.
Okay.
Because growing up, I never thought of being a teacher.
Okay.
But I was thinking, I want to be a broadcaster, especially news, being a news anchor.
Okay.
But look, those times, looking at Gifty Auntie and the others, I love to be like them.
Right.
But looking at my parents too, maybe that was how
you tapped into,
I tapped into that.
Yeah, I see. But if, I mean, if given the opportunity today, is it still a dream? Is broadcasting still a dream you'd want to, you know, give a try?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay, well, English to. Or tree?
80 of the languages.
So if I actually do a freestyle, based on what you've been watching or probably have been hearing, if I actually do a freestyle.
But now, now teaching has been.
Yeah. But how about being a lawyer? I mean, is that also a dream you have given up on, or you still think that you can pursue it?
I still think I can pursue it.
Mm.
But now I'm focusing on
teaching.
And probably maybe being an early child educator or special needs educator.
So since we're very much keen on teaching, let's talk about teaching. Let's talk about how the profession started for you. You've talked about the point where you discovered that you had passion for teaching. But let's talk about your journey. How you had to educate yourself, right? So how did that whole process start?
Okay, so with my primary school, I started because of transfer, mom and dad. So I went to a lot of schools during my basic school days, but I completed SUM junior high school.
Okay.
And I proceeded to New Abraham Afosu Senior High, then to Wesley College of Education. That was where I got my teaching profession.
Okay.
And I proceeded to do a degree in UCC.
Okay.
That was 2 years ago.
Mm.
So that is how it all started.
Okay. And so after UCC, you got posted?
After college, I got posted. That was 2019, but I had to serve for a year.
So where did you serve?
Mampontine.
Okay.
Mampontine ME. So that was where school. It was a JHS.
Okay. Okay.
That was where I did my service. Okay. And I was posted to Enyinem. That is Prestia Huni Valley.
Okay.
And I sorted for transfer to Nsawamwa Dweji Municipal. And I got Nuka.
Okay. But was that where you wanted your posting to be?
No.
If you had a dream job posting or community posting, where would that have been?
Actually, I didn't really have a dream posting.
But Noka wasn't where you wanted to be, was it?
I normally say that during college time, I used to say wherever I'm being posted, I was safe.
Okay.
That was what I used to say. So people were crying, hey, what if they post you to the north? I just laughed and said, for me, even if I am posted to the north, that is where I think my services will be needed. So I will serve.
So but in me? All honesty, I mean, tell me that the first day you got the news that, okay, you've been posted to Noka, you didn't get any feeling like, oh, minya hanka. You know, that kind of feeling. You were happy about it?
I didn't even know the place.
Okay.
I didn't know the place because I was in Prestia. Didn't know the place.
Okay.
So when I vacated, I decided that let me come and check the whole place, how the place is. That was when I got to know that there
is. You got a surprise, huh? So take me through that whole experience. The first day you got into that community, probably taking a walk through the community, what was that like?
I was curious.
Okay.
I wanted to know, because when I got to Instagram, then they said I have to pick another car going to Asamoah Kese.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that, and I told them I'm going to Noka.
Mm.
So when I stepped out of the car, I just asked one man that I'm looking for the MA school in the community.
Mm.
He was like, MA school here. There's no school, though.
Wow.
So I was surprised. Mm. There's no school.
So
how
come I was
are you sure? I asked, oh, Noka MA basic school. That is what is on the letter.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, that's cool.
Mm.
It's not yet completed. So are you a teacher? I said, yes, I'm a teacher. I said, but the school is not yet completed. So, and they have posted teachers. I said, yes, they have posted teachers. So I am coming to check, but some of us will also come.
Mm.
And I told him, you should just give me the direction to the place.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me the direction and I went.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just wondering, the school is not yet completed. Okay, let me go and find out if maybe how he is saying it
is not what it is.
That is not what it is.
Right.
So I was very curious. I just wanted to get to the place and find out for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got there,
you got the shock of your life.
The school, the building wasn't roofed.
Wow.
So I decided, okay, maybe we are on vacation and hopefully they'll roof it before we reopen. So that was how I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just there making calls, chatting with my friends that my school, their building is new.
Mm.
So he was like, maybe there is a school and they are relocating. So that is good. I said, okay, I don't know. So I was just there taking pictures of their building and one man approached me. He was like, are you a teacher? I said, yes. And he was, okay. The building, it will be completed very soon. Don't worry, very soon. A few of your friends have been here. It will be completed. Mm-hmm. So I asked him, are those teachers newly posted or they are being transferred there? And he said, they are not newly posted. They are being transferred. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, then it's fine. So I just told myself, since he said it will be completed very soon, I'm keeping fingers crossed, and I left.
We'll come to how long it took for that roof to be roofed, but you know, I'm just playing the devil's advocate here, and I'm thinking, a young woman, you've been able to educate yourself, and you know, finally your SS, posting is out and they push you to a place like that. I mean, the first news you get is that, there's no school here. Oh, that school hasn't even been completed. I'm thinking for any other person, they probably would have gone back to Accra, go back to the NSS office and, you know, try and pull some strings and see if they can be reposted somewhere. What made a difference for you? What made you say that, okay, yeah, the roof hasn't been roofed. It's looking, you know, very bad, but I'm still not going to, you know, try and pull some strings again at the posting. I'm going to stay.
Okay. Actually, where I was coming from, that is Enyinem.
Mm.
Though the building was there, we have teachers, we have everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids has to walk about 3 hours to school because the school was located in the town and most of the town folks are staying in the villages.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids have to walk that quite distance. So when I got to this place and I realized it's a new building, they have no roofed it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a surprise because
something you've gone through.
Yes,
before.
I've gone through for 3 years. Well, I wasn't surprised.
Okay.
So I decided that if that is the situation, then I have to start.
Mm.
So I felt like someone must start it before the others join.
Okay.
So
you decided to be the one to start it. Wow, very impactful. So this roof that you talked about, how long did it take to get it roofed?
It has not been roofed
till today.
Yes.
Wow.
has not been removed.
Interesting. Okay, so let's go back to how teaching started at NOCA. I mean, how many students were, did you start working with at the time?
I started with seven.
Seven kids?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, what stage were they at?
They had KG1 and BS6.
So the whole school was just seven kids?
Yes.
So it meant that even the community mothers or parents weren't interested in letting their kids come to school?
They were.
Mm.
But when we started, the first day we admitted the learners, it was seven.
Okay.
So they were aware, they were all hoping that the school would start.
Mm.
But the building wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
So they felt like that if their building is not ready, then our kids should continue with where they are schooling.
Mm.
But with the help of the assemblyman, mm-hmm, and the Reverend Intiamwa, mm-hmm, we went around, we talked to the parents in the town, mm, and we informed them that school has started. So they should bring their kids. They shouldn't send their kids to
far away town
mm, for school.
Mm.
So they should bring their kids. And that was how it started.
Okay. I see. So, I mean, the teaching process, how challenging was it? Did you have everything you needed as a teacher to teach? And if you didn't, what did you make do with in the interim at the time?
I didn't get... When we started, I had nothing. I can't remember my first lesson. I had to give them assignments, and that day I was fortunate. One of the learners brought slate to school and
so you didn't even have a board?
No.
You didn't have a board, you didn't have you didn't have a chalk, nothing.
Nothing.
So how were you teaching? Okay, well, you had a slate.
So I started with oral work. When we started, I started, mm-hmm, with oral work, but it got to a time I had to give assignment to the those in the upper levels.
Mm-hmm.
So I was fortunate that day.
Mm-hmm.
The kid brought a slate, a box of chalk, and a duster.
Mm.
So I had to write the instruction on the slate for them to copy.
Wow. On a small slate?
On a small slate.
Wow.
For them to copy. So I just wrote the instruction and they copied.
So how long did you use that slate
to was teach? For a week, and later I went to ask the town folks, and one man gave us a plywood.
Okay.
And we darkened it for a board.
When you say we darkened it, you and
I and the kids, we had to use batteries and water to darken the board.
The board. So you improvised?
Yes, please.
I see. It meant that the kids also saw the passion you had for them. Mm. And so they tagged along.
Yes,
and helped.
Yes, please.
I see. So, I mean, for how long did you keep, you know, improvising with the things that you needed but, you know, weren't given? How long did that happen? And at what point did some kind of change, you know, come, or some kind of help come?
Actually, we continued for about 6 weeks, 7 weeks.
Mm.
And later we were fortunate. We got a white marker board. And it's six.
Who
white
provided
marker.
It?
It was from the office, GES office.
Okay.
Six white marker boards. That was when the teachers were in.
Mm. So they made a request. Okay.
And we had six white marker boards, and they provided us with markers.
Mm.
So that was when the improvisation of where to write stopped.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So, I mean, this school that you had just started, still not roofed. Obviously we're in a rainy, I mean, are they in school now?
Yes, please.
So we're in a rainy season. I mean, how do you make do with the weather and everything?
Actually, we are in a church building.
Okay.
For instance, today it rained the whole day.
So school and didn't happen.
Oh, we were in the
rain.
We were in the church building.
Okay.
Except that we were feeling cold.
Okay.
Because the church building itself is not completed.
So it's the church building in which you teach.
Yes, please.
And that's the building that hasn't been roofed. So it means that the building itself is not even a school. So even if it's roofed as in for the church, not the school.
Yes, it's for the church. It's a church building. But we have a class, a 6-unit classroom block, which has not been roofed.
But it's somewhere. Okay, the structure is there.
So the temporary structure we are using now
is the church building.
Yes.
Wow. And while it rained, you were in the rain. Wow. Interesting. Well, that's why you're on Joy 99.7 FM. I'm hoping that the right ears are listening, including the Honorable Education Minister. And, you know, we're putting the spotlight on Noko Community School. So hopefully, after this, you know, interview, he would visit and do the needful, as he will honorably do, I believe. So let's continue our conversation. Yeah, your colleagues who came later, you know, to join you and everything. How was that experience also like? How did you guys, you know, come together to sort of make something happen in a community that only at the time 7 kids came? And how did that number grow?
Okay, before they came, we had 160
before the teachers came.
The teachers came,
so yeah. You had single-handedly been able to rally up the kids in the community.
Yes, with
to
the
come
help
to
of
school.
The community
elders.
We had 106 at that time before the teachers joined, and now it seems we are increasing.
But what has been your most significant challenge? You know, handling, you know, that number of kids in a building like where you find yourself. I mean, what has been your significant challenge apart from the building and everything?
With teaching and learning, you know, when those in KG, it wasn't easy because some will be crying, some will be worrying. Mm-hmm. You have to attend to them whilst those in the upper class too wants to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite challenging. Mm-hmm. It was quite challenging because sometimes I had to carry them at my back. I have to comfort them.
Wow.
During teaching and learning. And it was quite challenging. Mm. It was quite challenging because though I've been in the lower class teaching for a while, but at that time it was difficult because for that time you be in your class, at least you say something and the child will agree.
Mm.
But we being in an open space with the elderly kids there, some will be even hitting them without you knowing, and they will be crying.
Mm.
So you have to attend to them. It was challenging.
You're still live on Joy 99.7 FM. It's Strong and Sassy, and we're having a conversation with Miss Eunice Asiedua Ajapon. She is the overall winner of the Joy News Impact Makers Awards, which happened over the weekend. She is a remarkable educator who, you know, against all odds, fought for the young kids of Noka community. Until date, she's still fighting to get them or to get, you know, them to learn in better environments. But we're live on Facebook and YouTube as well. You can send your messages and questions on 0551-111-997. That's 0551-111-997. And I'm sure Miss Eunice would be very glad to answer all your questions. So Miss Eunice, let's continue our conversation. This whole experience that you have shared with us, how would you say it helped shape your approach to teaching in the community?
Okay.
did it impact your way of teaching? Yeah. Already you're a patient person, you're a caring person, we know. But the experience in particular you had at Noka Community, how did it shape your teaching approach?
It helped me in attending to all the levels because they were all under me. So at the point I had to divide them. I had to divide them into KG, the lower class, that is from class 1 to class 3, and from 4 to 6. That is the upper class.
So there's no JHS at the moment?
No, please. There's no JHS.
Okay.
So I had to teach them and I had to read a lot.
So what? You single-handedly would teach the KG class 1 to class 6?
Yeah, I grouped
them. How did you do that?
I grouped them. I divided the place into three. Mm-hmm. So I had to group the KG 1, KG 2 at a place. Mm-hmm. The class 1 class to class 3 at a place. And 4 to 6 at a place.
So they're all together?
Yes.
Wow.
So when I teach the upper class and I assign them something to do, I just move to the other class, teach and assign them something to do. And with the KG, you won't really teach much. It's more of activities, singing, recital. So you'll be doing that jumping here and there. So after I occupy them with such things, I just let them go for break and attend to the others.
Wow. And is this, you know, scheduling still happening presently?
Please.
Okay, how's the situation today?
Now we've divided them into classes, so everyone has his or her teacher.
Okay.
So I am handling the KG1 now.
Okay.
And the other classes have their teachers.
Okay. So, I mean, presently, what are some of your needs? Or what are some of the needs the children or the community would use
or
would need?
Teaching and learning materials. We don't have teaching and learning materials. And chairs and tables. But we have to be shifting. They sit on benches. Then
they don't even have desk.
No.
Okay.
But we don't even have a place to learn. So we can't even talk of decks. So we are using benches. And for my class, we are fortunate parents are willing to help. So some of the parents bought plastic chairs for their wards. So for that, we are managing. But we need more. We need more chairs. And with the KG, if we get a place for them, because with them, they have to jump. They are being in a confined environment. Mm-hmm. And it's not helping teaching and learning. It's not helping teaching and learning. So if we get a spacious place for them to play around whilst they are learning, that too will help. Apart from the chairs and the teaching and learning materials, we really need a place for the KG to learn.
So basically you need a school block.
Yes, please.
And then you need learning and teaching materials. Hopefully, like I said, the right ears are listening. The non-government organizations as well, we're hoping that they're listening. Anybody that can help at all would be so glad if you can help this teacher as well as her colleague teachers at Noka Community School to, you know, get a school block. At the moment, they are learning. They've had to improvise and learn in a church block that hasn't even been roofed. And like she rightly said, they need various teaching and learning materials that would, you know, help them teach the kids better. I mean, in the absence of these things, they have done remarkably well, you know, teaching these kids. But it's now time to offer some help so they can get better at their craft. But Eunice, you're a young lady. Are you married?
No, please.
Okay. Are you dating? She's blushing. Oh, why are you blushing? Hey, Ralkweku's lucky. Oh, you don't want to divulge that. That's okay. That's fine. I just want to know if you are, you know, is it right to say bachelorette? Or you're a single Pringle and, you know, hoping to, obviously, you wanting to get married one day. So maybe there's a bachelor somewhere, listening to us. Abeku. Anyway, it's fine. She doesn't want to divulge that information. But how do you unwind? I mean, you can't always be teaching. How do you, you know, wind down after a hard day's work?
I listen to music.
Oh. Enope. Music. Just music?
Music.
Oh, that's boring.
That is boring.
You don't dance, you don't go to the club in Noka. Is there a club in Noka? Or like a pub or something. Oh, why is she laughing?
Actually, I don't stay at Noka.
Okay.
I'm in Accra.
Oh, you okay, great. So how do you unwind? I really want to know. It can't just be, you know, music.
I'm always indoors.
Oh, okay. You're an indoor person.
After school, home.
Okay.
After school, home.
Hey, how are we getting married? You know, I always want to do
weekend after church, home.
Okay,
that is what I do.
That's what you do. Where do you church?
PIWC Atomic.
Okay. Well, we'll have to do something about going out because you can't always be working and coming home. It's not possible.
But I feel tired when I get home.
Oh, right.
I feel tired when I get home.
I can imagine.
Saturdays are for sleeping, washing.
But what excites you? If someone was listening and was willing to, I mean, don't come and say teach. We know the teaching thing, we know. But if someone was listening and was willing to make a dream of yours come true, what would be that exciting thing? What's that one thing that would excite you?
Okay, I love to go out. Just that because of what Ines, I do.
Want to ask question you. Want to question you. Because you love to go out. Listen to the question I'm saying. Let's imagine someone is out there hoping to do something very significant that would excite you. Not a man, oh, who wants you? Anybody at all. What would be that one thing you would want them to do for you that would make you very, very happy? Not teaching. It shouldn't be anything that has to do with teaching.
What? Schooling.
Schooling, here or outside?
Outside, here.
Okay. You're a very content lady. Very, very content person, right? So you'd want to further your education.
Yes,
hopefully outside. I'm saying it for her, outside. So if anybody out there wants to be kind, well, this is the time to be kind. What's your favorite food?
Wache.
Okay. Wache a while between Amelia and I say you cook it yourself.
When I cook. Okay.
But what's your the best meal you can prepare? I'm sure you weren't expecting these questions, eh? Don't worry.
Rice ball and granite soup.
Granite soup, okay. I ain't it. Mr. Wright, just know that if you come one day when you come, we'll cook you some very, very beautiful rice bowl. Well, we have some messages I'd like to read to you. So we've got Luda Brown on Facebook who says, God bless her beautiful heart. This is what we need in the country, these challenging times. God bless her, right? Alexander Semenza, also on Facebook, says, that's passion. She has identified her call and she is pursuing it. God bless you. Agbotro, Jefferson Kwesi, please pardon me if I mispronounced your name, but he says, great one. I'm watching Eunice. That is great. And that's from the Joy News Impact Maker 2023 for the Bono Region Sunyani Health and Volunteerism category. Well, congrats to you as well. And they all have nice things to say to you. So we are wrapping up, Eunice. But I forgot to ask you, when you think about the education system here in Ghana, what are your thoughts on it? What do you make of it? Please be honest. I know a day well. But you'd have to say something. What do you have to say? Is it good? Is it bad? Can it be better? Can it be excellent? How do we make it better and excellent, in your opinion?
I would say we could do it better.
Okay.
With the help of teachers, because we have a lot of teachers sacrificing their time, their energy, working down there.
Mm-hmm.
And all we see is those in Accra.
Mm-hmm.
But when we go deeper to the
rural areas,
you will see teachers sacrificing energy, their time, everything to make kids' future better.
Right.
So with our education system, I think they should rather look teachers in the deprived areas.
Okay.
And stop
focusing on Accra.
Right. Education in Ghana is not,
it's beyond Accra.
Beyond Accra, and
right,
they have to focus on those in the deprived areas.
Right. I see. And when you also think about the future of the education system here in Ghana, what do you envision?
With what I said earlier, if we focus much on the sacrifices teachers do in the deprived areas, the future is bright.
Okay. Okay. And to your colleague, you know, teachers that probably are facing some of the obstacles that you have faced, especially with the new postings, and would, you know, get a pleasant surprise like you got at NOCA, what would be your word of encouragement for them? Or your words of encouragement for them?
Teaching is a calling.
Mm-hmm.
And every work you do, you must have the passion for.
Mm-hmm.
If you only think about the money, you can't.
Mm.
So I would tell them that so far as they have chosen to be teachers, they should have the passion to do that.
Okay.
And that will help them in wherever they are being posted to.
So for someone to want to be a teacher, they must first be passionate about their profession.
Yes, please.
Mm.
Our monies in Ghana, we all know we are the less paid job.
Right.
So if you don't have the passion and you think you are coming to be a teacher and be paid well, then you should change your mind.
Mm.
So you should have the passion to work wherever you are being posted to. If you have the passion, you can go a long way in the teaching profession.
But has there been a time, obviously you're a human being, you break down at some point. Has there ever been a time where you got there and you're like, oh, I'm really tired, I'm giving up? Was there ever a time like that?
I felt I am tired, but not giving up.
Okay.
Sometimes when you get to school and the kids with what they will do, you just feel you are tired.
Right.
But always, I remember the smiles on the kids.
Okay.
Anytime I feel this, I am tired. I want to give up. I just remember, hey, this kids, I did this thing and they were smiling.
Mm-hmm.
So I always remember that. Mm. So I don't give up.
You don't give up. You have a very beautiful story. And before we wrap up on this beautiful story, let me do some more messages. A lot of people are congratulating you on social media. Ben Doc says, congratulations, Black Beauty. Hey, Bra Ben, are you a possible... Are you a possible? You know, you already know. Anyway, thank you so much for congratulating her. This one says, Kweko Parianoba says, well done, young teacher. And hi, please, congratulations to her. Please ask her if she and her colleagues were trained in inclusive education and UDL, trained on how to teach people with special needs. Francis and Accra is asking that question. Did you guys receive any kind of training with inclusive education?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, please.
It's not part of the curriculum, is it?
It's part of the curriculum. Okay. And we have even have a CPD on it.
Mm.
Just quite recently, we had a CPD on it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been trained.
Mm.
Even my class, I have a special needs
people. Class, yes. Okay. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see. Miss Eunice, you have a very, very beautiful story. And we thank you so much for sharing your story with us on Joy FM. But what message are you hoping that your story will convey to the rest of the world? You know, to touch them and, you know, what do you hope it will inspire in them to do something significant in their communities?
With what happened, with what I did, I think it will go a long way to inspire young people doing other things in their own way.
Mm.
Because what I did, you should always remember, you shouldn't give up. Mm. Any challenge, whatever it is, you should just pick it up, work on it, and just think of the people you are impacting.
Okay. So if you had the opportunity to speak to an official, a prominent official, maybe the Minister of Education or even the President or any NGO representative, what would be your words to that person concerning your profession and when you do Anoka?
Okay. If I have that opportunity, I'll also him or her, it should just drive all the way to Nuka, see things for himself, and probably help the kids, especially those in the KG.
Okay.
Because they are the foundation.
That's the foundation. So absolutely.
They should help them get have a good a foundation. Facility and get a good foundation. Mm.
Thank you so much, Eunice Isieduwa Ajapon, a very single Pringle. I have to talk about that because we need to work on that aspect of her life as well. It can't always be about teaching. Like they say, all work and no play makes Eunice a very, very, very boring young educator. But this has been the inspiring story of a lady who did not allow herself to be discouraged by her situation with teaching. She decided to follow her passion and she improvised. And today she has been able to grow a community of just 7 kids coming to a school that had no roof. It doesn't even have a school building. You know, they had to improvise and learn in a church building that has no roof. And she's been able to grow that community of kids from 7 to 120, what now?
125.
125, they're about almost 30, right? 130. And it's been a remarkable journey. And she's been telling us all about the journey on Strong and Sassy. But that's all what time will have us, you know, tell. But we're hoping that her story has touched you. For the right ears, we're hoping, you know, government institutions, non-governmental organizations, you know, perhaps the president, the first lady, we're hoping you're listening and you can extend some help to the kids of Nuka community that would help them have a great education. Of course, help teachers also teach them better. So thank you so much, Miss Eunice.
Thank you
also to all our lovely listeners, those of you who joined us via Facebook. Thank you so much. Abeko, what are you saying? Say it out loud. Oh, but say it. Oh, you want me to say something for you? But anyway, that has been our show for Strong and Sassy with me, Noella Karen Iyali. Until next week, Wednesday, where we bring you another impactful edition of the show. Like I said, we are, you know, doing a whole series where we celebrate people who have done remarkable things in their society. So until next time, stay safe, be good, and keep listening to Joy 99.7 FM. Bye-bye.